being a beginner, being someone new to the thing you're trying to achieve or do or try or be, is the best way to keep giving yourself permission to show up to it. Hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing world changers in the creative, social impact, and vegan spaces. If you like what you hear on this episode, you're going to want to check out the bonus mini episode that you can access if you DM me at Isolde T on Instagram and you let me know you want it. You'll get access to bonus episodes, new art, my latest writing, and other fun benefits. And now, let's get to the show. Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. There are lots of ways to say what I'm about to talk about, but my favorite way is to embrace the suck. Another way of saying it is embracing beginner's mind, right? In a previous episode just a few days ago, I talked about what are you waiting for? This is our one life. This is it, right? As far as we know, anything you want to do, you have a certain number of years to do, and then you can't do it anymore. And as someone who's had a bunch of friends pass away over the last few years who were in the prime of their lives, who had so much left to do and explore and to be, I'm here to tell you, now's the time. If you want to start something, now's the time. But the thing that keeps a lot of us from starting is it's pretty endemic to who we are as a species, right? It's fear. We, encoded in our DNA is the sort of fear response, the fight or flight or freeze response, the is there a saber-toothed tiger around the corner response. It's the butterflies in your stomach going, right? And so the important thing here is to go, okay, what am I afraid of? A lot of times we're afraid of looking stupid. We're afraid of looking foolish. And that's because we have these expectations of ourselves, right? You have an expectation of yourself that you are supposed to be good at thing X because you learned how to tie your shoes, because you learned how to feed yourself, because you learned how to read or write or walk or whatever. There is this expectation that you have that you're going to be able to do pretty well whatever it is you want to do. And if you can't do it well, then are you even going to start? And I know that you're probably listening to this and you're going, ugh, shut up, Isolde. And if you've already turned off the episode, that's cool. I get it. But if you're still listening to this, this is something important, right? The psychology behind not starting, I know people have written dissertations on it, right? Because we come up with innumerable excuses for why we haven't started the thing that we want to start, why we're not doing the thing that we dream of doing. Yes, absolutely. Life gets in the way of art, as my Aikido sensei says. You have to pay your bills, you have to put food on the table, you have a family to take care of. All of those things are true. There's no question. And I'm not saying don't live up to your responsibilities, unless what you really want to do is give it all up and run away and live in a hut somewhere in the tropics. That's cool too. If you can figure out a way to do that, you know, I'll come visit and we'll share a piña colada or something out of a coconut. But really, if you are in a situation where you absolutely have no free moments, first of all, I feel for you because it's a crappy situation to be in. And second of all, you know, if you have kids, there's a list that I put together actually. That I gave to everybody I know who have kids. And I said, here, take this list because it sort of lists out, generally speaking, at what ages kids can do chores. Like at 2, they can put their little folded laundry away in their little dresser. And they, you know, at 5, they can help clear the table. And at 7, they can be washing the dish, whatever it is those things are. I don't remember offhand, but there's a list out there and I'll see if I can find it and link to it because it's fascinating to me that we often keep doing things for people after they no longer actually need for us to do them. And it's a, in some ways, it's a way of going, well, they need me. And so therefore, I'm going to keep doing for them instead of perhaps sitting down and spending 20 minutes writing the book I want to write or whatever it is that you want to do. And I am not saying anything to anybody about, you know, you should be less busy. You should, I'm not doing that. I understand we all live very busy lives. And I understand you're probably running around like crazy trying to get everything done and all of the fires put out. And I understand that. I do. And so I wonder, as I talk to you about this, is there elbow room for you anywhere in all of the craziness and hectic stuff that is your life to get even 5 minutes to do something that you really want to do? Maybe put on a song and dance to it in the middle of your living room at 5 o'clock in the morning with your earbuds in, right? That I dance first thing. Actually, that's true. I do my art project first thing, then I meditate. Or actually, I meditate, then I do my art project thing, and then go and start the coffee maker, blah, blah, blah. And then I dance for 20 minutes. That's something I have just eked into my routine because I find that I feel amazing when I'm done. And I'm not a great dancer. I will never be a great dancer. I'm not trying to be a great dancer. What I'm trying to do is move my body to music I love. And I've embraced the suck, right? I've embraced being a beginner at so many things because you never get to be an expert until you're a beginner, right? You will never, never be an expert until you've been a beginner first in anything. You have to do something for the first time, right? The point is that I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly, but if you're doing something, if you want to do something, when you start doing it, it is the first time. There was a first step. There was a first time you fed yourself. There was a first time you put your clothes on for yourself. There was a first time you took a test. There was a first time you drove, if you drive. There was a first time you went on a date, if you date. You know, those there are first times, and we're always just a little bit nervous about them, but we do them, and then they become second nature. But we have to first be okay with sucking at it, right? You have to first be okay with not being great at balancing your checkbook, because boy, is it confusing. At least it is to me. So I have to do it. You know, this is right around tax season, and Monday, when I'm recording this, is Saturday, but when I'm Monday the 18th is tax day, and luckily our taxes are done. We finish them a little bit early, but every year I make myself go crazy because I do these taxes, and our taxes are a little complicated, and every year I have to go back to this beginner's mind thing with taxes because I am never going to be great at taxes. That's not how my brain works. I have to sort of shift mental gears in order to get into a place where I can do them and embrace that I'm going to be frustrated, that I'm going to feel like I suck at it. And I go, okay, you're a beginner. Every year I tell myself that I am a beginner at doing taxes and that I should not judge myself for not understanding what all of those forms and instructions mean, because they're ridiculously complicated. And I think they're ridiculously complicated for a reason, but that's not the point of this episode. That's something for us to think about, right? Is you, everything you do, you start at the beginning, and we're afraid. You're afraid. Even if you don't think you're afraid, your organism is afraid. Anything new could potentially be dangerous, and that is a problem for a lot of people. That if it's dangerous, you don't want to even begin. You don't want to even look at it. But what if it's something you've always wanted to do? That's the thing that gets me. What if the thing that you're afraid of doing is something that you've always dreamed of doing? Wow, right? Because doesn't that say something to you? Doesn't it say that you need to think in those terms and go, oh, maybe the very thing I'm afraid of is the thing I need to start. Wow, right? And so that's kind of what I have done for myself. And when I coach my clients, I do the same thing with them. We often will work on what is it that you're afraid of. And that very thing tends to be the thing we need to look at most and interact with most. So that takes getting into that beginner's mind, because when you're afraid, you're not going to jump into the deep end most of the time, depending on your personality. So what you need to do is embrace being a beginner. And being a beginner, being someone new to the thing you're trying to achieve or do or try or be, is the best way to keep giving yourself permission to show up to it is the best way to keep giving yourself permission to start, to try, right? And I'm not Yoda in this way. I don't go, oh, do or not do, there is no try. Absolutely not. I think try every time. Try every time. Try every time. Why? Because you might not succeed the first time, but you'll get somewhere. And for me, with this daily art project that I'm doing, that's exactly what it is. Do I make the thing that I envision in my head every time? Absolutely not. I have this incredible vision of what it's going to look like. And boy, is it not that. Most often, it's not that. But I've embraced that. I've embraced it because it's okay if it's not perfect. It's okay if it doesn't meet the vision in my imagination. I don't have the skills. I don't have the tech. I don't have the artistic temperament to keep working at it. I do these in like 5-10 minutes, right? My daily paintings. So I go quick to open up that channel for my creative brain, and then I move on. And I'm okay with it not being perfect. I'm okay with it not being great. I'm perfectly wonderful with it being what it is. That's the point. So I encourage you to start thinking of it in those terms. If you decide to begin something that you've always wanted to try, before you start, remind yourself, I'm a beginner. It's okay if it's not perfect. In fact, try and say that right now. Just try and say that. I'm a beginner, and it's okay if it's not perfect. Ooh, it's hard for me to even say to this day, even though I have really embraced being a beginner at so many things. Like, I'm doing a stand-up comedy open mic on Monday. Yikes, right? Why? Because I'm pushing myself. I'm pushing myself into all of the different places that I've been afraid of. That's how it works. This is your one life. That's how it works. If you want to try something, there is no better time than right this instant. Remind yourself you're a beginner. Remind yourself that it's okay not to be perfect. And in fact, try not to be perfect, because if you try to be perfect, you'll get really frustrated and want to stop. Try not to be perfect and go from there. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. This is Isolde Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. And I want to remind you that if you join my Coffee by the Water Club, you're going to see alternate versions of some of these daily art projects that I'm holding back for the people who join the my little club that I'm building, and I'm having a great time doing it. So if you do that, you get bonus episodes with all of the people I do interviews with now. They stay and they give you their recommendations and their favorites of things for a second little bonus episode, about 5 minutes from everybody. And I've had such a great time with that. And that's all in the Coffee by the Water Club. And the link, of course, is in the show notes. Alrighty, this is Isolde Trachtenberg reminding you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you.